Ron Johnson stands beside his January testimony before a legislative committee on the Child Victims Act, which would remove the statute of limitations for victims of childhood abuse. Johnson says he opposed it because it could have financially crippled groups like the Scouts or the Boys and Girls Club. Johnson's testimony is available on YouTube.
This bill could actually have the perverse effect of leading to additional victims of sexual abuse if individuals, recognizing that their organizations are at risk, become less likely to report sexual abuse.
Johnson, a Lutheran, served on the Green Bay Catholic Diocese Financial Committee, a post he has since resigned. But his argument falls flat with members of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. The group's Midwest director is Peter Isley. He wrote a letter to Johnson asking him to urge the diocese to release the names of 51 Green Bay area priests and monks suspected of abusing children for decades. Isley says he's asking because of a recently filed court motion seeking that information.
This isn't an attack letter at all. It is a plea for help on behalf of victims and families. We think he's in a really unique position. He's put himself out there on this issue already, and so now we're asking him to put himself out there on this issue in a way that we feel we can all agree to.
Johnson has not yet specifically responded to SNAP's letter. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.